Thank you, Mr. President, and thank you, distinguished delegates, for those questions. I will try to answer them all together, as I believe they fit quite nicely together. Effectively, yes, the 2022 education strategy looks at disarmament education and nonproliferation from a global vision, but brought down to the local community level, and recognizing the role that each level has in being able to advocate and push forth on this topic, and to with the ultimate goal of trying to empower the local actors to be able to be both contributors and benefactors of disarmament education and nonproliferation. So I think that using UNODA as a conduit to make those connections is very important. So using international days such as the 5th of March as a key platform to have information trickle down and celebrated at both the local and regional level. I think that UNODA's regional offices in the field are excellent platforms and liaisons for those connections to happen between the community leaders and, of course, the central global platforms that we have, and to be able to implement and track what is being done at the global level, and to bring the recommendations that are issued through these reports or through these strategies to the regional and local levels. And I think that the conduits of the regional centers can be used as a key platform. As far as the Summit of the Future and the way forth in terms of what are the Secretary General's visions and plan, I think that the new agenda for peace clearly outlines that there needs to be a greater emphasis in mainstreaming disarmament across the board, and of course education is part of that. There's also a lot of emphasis on youth engagement, and I think that this is a call that is made to all of the member states to really be able to engage proactively with them and involve them as future generations, and to again here try to demystify and mainstream disarmament across the board. The Secretary General also has called on us to consider, or on member states to consider, the possibility of moving forth, looking more generically at the disarmament machinery architecture. Maybe there's room for that there to also be a topic of conversation as we look at the architecture. Where does disarmament and nonproliferation education fit in? How does it encompass, and how do we ensure that this education stream is broaden into to wider agendas? I think that that was one of the beauties of the new agenda for peace, and is very much reflected in the first few drafts or editions of what we've seen of the Summit of the Future Pact, is the mainstreaming of disarmament across the different pillars of the UN, whether it's development or human rights or education, youth engagement, and I think that that's something that so far in the drafts that we've seen, and ultimately it will be up to you, the member states, to decide what is maintained and what is kept in the Pact of the Future as priorities. But I think that if disarmament continues to be there, either through the SDG platforms or education platforms or youth engagement, and certainly through the disarmament machinery, there's room for education and nonproliferation, on nonproliferation and disarmament, to continue to be at the forefront of that. And as far as engagement and ongoing engagement with the diplomatic corps, whether they are here in Geneva or abroad, I think there the role of the fellowships and the various programs that we have, and the engagement with the alumni community of these fellows. I mean, we have over 1,000 former fellows that have participated in these fellowship programs that can also help and be mobilizers and be a sustainable force to keep the topic alive. And we are happy to be working on the disarmament orientation course that we have here in Geneva. There have been talks between UNODIR and ourselves to bring this orientation course to other main multilateral duty stations where disarmament topics are of focus, and so this is an area that we could certainly work on if there is interest from states to do this. There is also the dashboard, and the e-learning tools offer a wide array of tools that states can do at self-paced trainings on specific areas of disarmament that are available actually already to the disarmament and to the wider diplomatic community. We're happy as ODA to also recirculate those resources and make them more evident on our websites and our communication tools. And so that could also be a way to go forth. And as far as a wish list, that is a very dangerous question to ask a bureaucrat, because our wish list is always very, very long. But I think maintaining this topic at the forefront of the topic and the engagement, and seeing that forums such as the Conference on Disarmament is willing to entertain and deliberate on these issues, and viewing education as a tool to be able to achieve disarmament at large and to maintain the community involved. I think youth engagement and being able to use your good offices as governments to also be able to transfer that knowledge and engage youth is something that's very important. And of course, bottom line, having resources to be able to do this. The United Nations is only as strong as the resources we have, particularly the human resources, and those human resources require financial resources to maintain programs and to keep us going. Keep investing in the junior professional positions, having them be able to be part of this machinery in some shape or form, and then returning either to the wider UN system or to the government organizations is a way to continue disarmament and ensure that it is mainstreamed further on. So ongoing commitment and engagement on these topics is something that is very, very important to us. And of course, we're happy if there's interest in expanding initiatives such as the disarmament orientation course to other locations. We're happy to work on that to broaden the e-learning capacity, but for that we need both human and financial resources, and would of course welcome that. And I'm sure I can speak on behalf of UNIDIR and also saying that we're always willing to engage and to collaborate with states on that. So thank you so much. I'm very sorry I have to run, but I have another speaking engagement at 11, and I hope that the debate